Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th against number 4 Penn State. Tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Victory Monday at Hallis Hall, John Fox said it's a, quote, fairly proper assessment that Mike Lennon will start against Green Bay. Quentin Demps broke his arm in the fourth quarter yesterday. When he was asked if Hronis Grassou's snapping hand that was casted during the game was broken, he said, quote, he has a hand. Grassou and Sitton were listed as limited. Nick Kwiatkowski is out. The Bears take on the Packers Thursday night at Lambeau. More with Dan Pompey next with Bernstein and Goff. The Cubs' magic number sits at 2 as they start a series tonight in St. Louis. The lineup is out. It's Jay in center, Brian at third, Rizzo at first, Contreras behind the plate, Zobrist in left, Russell at short, Hayward in right, Baez at second, and John Lester on the mound, whose ERA in September is almost 6 as he takes the ball tonight against Luke Weaver. Mark Rudy's pregame on the Score starts at 6:40. Cubs cannot clinch tonight because the Brewers are idle. On the south side, White Sox start a 4-game set against the Angels. James Shields takes on Ricky Nolasco at 7:10. Aaron Judge has hit 2 home runs today, giving him 50 on the year. That breaks the rookie record of Mark McGwire that he set in 1987. Bulls media day is underway. Gar and Pax gave no update on a timeline for the return of Zach LaVine, but said it's a safe bet he won't be back for the opener. And John Paxson said about the team's goals, quote, we're not focused on wins and losses. The most important thing for us is the culture we have in the building. Fred Hoiberg said Robin Lopez will start at center, but the other 4 spots are going to be up for competition. At Cavs Media Day, the team released a statement saying they're hopeful that point guard Isaiah Thomas will be able to return by January, and the Blackhawks continue their preseason slate tonight against the Bruins at 6 in Boston. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. And MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on the Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
It's football, mister.
Dan Pompey.
He is probably the most polarizing player that I can ever remember. He sometimes goes from savior to antichrist in the same series.
Covering the NFL for over 30 years.
This offense probably needs to run through Jordan Howard. You find ways to make Curry Cohen effective and you sprinkle him in here and there.
Writer for Bleacher Report, 670thescore.com and The Athletic.
You look at history, there's not many guys like him who are centerpiece of their offense week in, week out. out in our workhorses.
Pro Football Hall of Fame writer.
Not just taking what a source or what a team wants to give you, but digging beyond that.
Dan Pompey with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Dan Pompey is on Twitter, at Dan Pompey, and he joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Dan, you've seen a lot of football games. That's one of the weirdest ones in recent memory for a lot of reasons, not just the context of everything else going on around the league, but just the overall level of dumb and weird, and then that outcome was something to be remembered.
Yeah, it's certainly not a game that the Bears are supposed to win. I mean, they weren't supposed to win going in, of course, but then the way they played the way they did and the things that happened to them, you say, how could they possibly win? You know, they couldn't throw the ball, obviously. You know, they had 10 penalties. You had the Marcus Cooper play, which is inexplicable. You know, you had Jordan Howard fumbling, and then you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, obviously, you had a little help from the Steelers that they kind of came apart and weren't themselves. But I guess that's the NFL, right? Any given Sunday, you got to take them when you get them.
All right. Speaking of Jordan Howard, I remember a late 90s Giants Cowboys game where Emmitt Smith played with a separated shoulder. It might have been a primetime game, and he was just heralded as the toughest guy of all time. It was a terrific performance, by the way. He was awesome, and you could tell that his shoulder was banged up. And then I watched that yesterday. I said to myself, every time, even with some of the times, sometimes he didn't force the ball up the field. Sometimes he didn't square his shoulders the way he was used to seeing him square his shoulders. And going out of bounds a couple of times where he spun towards that left shoulder so it could take the brunt of that punishment. How are they going to have to monitor Jordan Howard going forward? Is this going to be a guy that's not going to practice throughout the week? Or do you have to sit him? Like, what's going to happen here with number 24?
Well, you know, I don't think practice is that big a deal because, you know, no one's really hitting anybody in practice. But certainly on a short week going up to Green Bay, I mean, that's got to be a major concern for the Bears. I don't think they listed him on the injury report today, which was interesting. Hmm. I could be wrong on that, but I thought I did not see his name on what I saw the guys tweeting out of Hallis. I wasn't there. You know, the perfect world would be to give this guy off on Thursday and let him heal up for a full 2 weeks plus until they play on Monday night against Minnesota.
We don't live in that world, though, Dan.
We do not live in that world, unfortunately. So, you know, he's probably going to have to try to suck it up and play. But, you know, you really need him healthy. I don't think you can't have Jordan Howard in the condition he was in yesterday for 16 games. If he's just going to keep re-injuring the shoulder over and over again, it's not going to get better. I mean, eventually, you know, he's just going to curl up into a ball and go away. I mean, you need a healthy guy who's a power running back, and he needs rest to be healthy.
Is this game plan one that if everybody knows this is what they want to do, there are no secrets, Mike Glennon is not going to throw the ball more than 6 yards in the air. The wide receivers are going to be blockers. Can this beat the Packers, or would it need the same ridiculous number of breaks to do so?
Well, I think this offense has a shelf life. You know, it's very limited. You know, the Packers have had some problems of their own. So I think it's certainly the Bears' only chance to beat the Packers. You can't go up there hoping to beat them in a shootout with Aaron Rodgers, because that's not going to work. So you have to hope to keep the ball away from him by running and running and running. And you know, but eventually, other teams are going to catch on to that. And you know, any offense, any unit in the NFL that's one dimensional cannot really last for very long, thrive for very long. So the Bears are going to have to continue to find ways, try to find ways to. To be diverse offensively. And I think, you know, their best bets at this point are to be continuing to use Tarik Cohen as a wide receiver more, explore ways to get him out in space. And, you know, the thing is he's a matchup problem for anybody. and he can get open, I think. So he's going to be, I think, a factor in the passing game moving forward. I think they have to keep throwing the ball to Zach Miller more, and I think they have to hope that Marcus Wheaton continues to kind of acclimate in the offense, and he comes on.
Got some breaking news here. It's something I learned about a while ago that now can share with you publicly. The Chicago Bears and CBS Radio today have announced a multi-year extension to keep the team's radio broadcast rights on WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, which has been the home of the Bears since 2000. So exciting news, because that also means that Bears All Access will continue to air weekly on this station.
Yes.
And all six CBS Radio Chicago stations will air the Bears Noon Update daily during the football season. So the Bears remain part of the family, and our guest Dan Pompey is part of our Bears coverage. Mm-hmm. Is usually part of our pregame show with Hub Arkish and Patrick Manley on the score.
I'll actually, Dan, I think you guys do a terrific job on the pregame. Tuned in this pregame, and it was a different pregame because of everything that had went on Friday night and Saturday afternoon. I think you guys handled that professionally, and it was well done. Have you ever seen any a weekend like this?
No, certainly not. You know, never before, I don't think, have politics and sports intersected at the level that they did this past weekend. And, you know, you had so many reactions to it. It was interesting to see how even the NFL owners, most of them, responded to President Trump's statement. And, you know, it was something. It was completely different from anything I've ever seen, Jason.
And you know what I learned, too, and I guess I probably should have known this. Had Donald Trump just said, get that idiot off the field, or get that jerk off the field, it wouldn't have resonated in quite the same way as the loaded term son of a bitch does, because of the relationships between so many athletes and the symbolism of what the maternal figure is in a different cultural household. And I guess I didn't really appreciate it in the moment when I heard it. And then when I realized that drove so much of the depth and breadth of the response was just the use of that term, and that I guess I should have been more aware of it when he said it.
That's an interesting observation, one that it kind of escaped me as well. I think the other thing, too, that was kind of interesting is it seemed like the anthem protests were kind of going away, you know, or they were dying out. I mean, they certainly weren't getting the same kind of attention. There weren't as many players doing them. And then all of a sudden, you had the entire NFL almost involved in one. Mm-hmm. So really what Trump did, I think, was unify everybody and make the whole anthem protest thing stronger than it would have been if he had just kept his mouth shut.
What do you think of Jerry Jones' statement?
I have not seen it. Did he just make it this afternoon?
Yeah, Jerry Jones pretty much has said that nobody on this team will go about disrespecting the flag or the anthem. I'll get the exact statement up for you right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was unaware of that. I don't know what to think about these things. I mean, I believe in the First Amendment, and I believe in everyone's right to express themselves.
Here you go. I'm sorry. Jerry Jones, the full post on their social media site says, Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, called a meeting with all of his coaches, players, and field staff and firmly told them, quote, you are all simply paid performers on a stage, and that field is my stage. You will stand with your head over your heart, hand over your heart, and with respect when our country's national anthem is being played, or you will no longer be a Dallas Cowboy, a coach for the Dallas Cowboys, or have any association with the Dallas Cowboys organization. I will immediately fire you, no matter who you are.
Wow.
It's on.
Now, this is from KSAT ABC 12. I'm going to look for some more confirmation for that, because that is 7 minutes ago from a Dallas station. Now, people are saying that the post may be untrue, but there's also one here from Fox News Insider saying that the Cowboys owner says not the place to do anything besides honor the flag. Hmm. So that's the one that they're going with instead of the report.
We've seen these kinds of reports before about, you know, different owners saying these things, and they've been untrue. And I know I had seen earlier in the day some tweets from one of the Cowboys beat people who said
I spoke with Cowboys players, and the rumors about Jerry Jones telling them they had to stand were untrue. So maybe we should we should pause before running to the bank with this. But if he did say that, you know, the interesting thing is how do the players respond? And you know, is this
make them fire all of you?
Offensive to them.
Well, if I'm the players, then you have every player kneel because he can't fire his whole team. Right? I mean, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
It's not the place to stage a protest.
Right. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram says the Cowboys plan to protest during the national anthem before tonight's game against the Arizona Cardinals per multiple sources. Nothing's been firmed up. They'll likely come to some decision in the locker room. It may not be a coordinated effort. It may just be a few individuals. One player said, we have to do something. Another player said, it's not going to be business as usual. He crossed a line. Something will be done.
You know, here's the thing. If you're Jerry Jones and you do not want your players to protest, wouldn't you just have a talk with them saying, listen, this is really important to me that we represent the Dallas Cowboys in this manner, and I understand your feelings, but I'd like for you to do it this way. And if you were the Dallas Cowboys players, wouldn't you have a discourse with him and probably eventually come to an understanding that, you know, this is what my employer wants me to do. This is what my employer wants me, how he wants me to behave. This is what I'll do. And I can make my protest in another way. I think there was a lot of that going on around the league yesterday between owners. Players were relieved to have their owners' blessings. I know we saw comments from the Bears about saying, you know, yeah, it was important to us that George McCaskey was on board. Because if he's not on board, it takes on a completely different specter, I think, for the team. And it really becomes a thing that could potentially tear apart the team.
Well, we're going to find out tonight because we'll see how hard Jerry Jones wants to dig in and then see how hard the players want to make him back up his words. We'll find out. Either way, these are certainly interesting times for anybody involved in talking about the NFL. And Dan, as always, we appreciate you joining us.
Okay, thanks, guys. My pleasure.
That is Dan Pompey, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. At B-Dubs, pair a Blue Moon Belgian White with its partner in sauce, Blue Moon Barbecue.
KSAT ABC 12 is now saying that post is not true, but the truth about Jerry Jones saying that this is not the forum for that, those are the reports that are coming
but
out.
But he's not threatening to fire anybody immediately. Right. It sounded a little like some sort
a little
of
aggressive.
A little fantasy. Yeah. Available for a limited time while supplies last at Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Please drink responsibly. I should mention, too, that we are going to be out on Thursday. It's a rare Thursday remote at a place, if I remember correctly, the last time we were at the Foundry in Aurora, it was during the run-up to a playoff game for the Bears Super Bowl run 10 years ago, that Terry and I were out there and people were talking about, can Rex Grossman get it done again? It might have been right before the Saints game. I think we had tickets available that we were giving away there. I remember it being a raucous atmosphere at the Foundry, and we are going to be out there again. We're essentially the pregame show, and then the postgame is going to be there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool place. It's a big, fun place, and it's at the Foundry in Aurora, 1 to 5:30 p.m. We're going to have great food. We have Bud Light Game Day Special. Score prizes brought to you by Bud Light Famous Among Friends. It's going to be a terrific time. We're going to get back to phone calls because there are a lot of people with a lot to say today.
Yes. And the people who want to talk about the Bears and the Steelers, the phone number is still the same for you, too.
You want to talk about Tariq Cohen?
I got some things that I need to say about the Bears and the Steelers game as well, and all the other things that happened this weekend, and the one place I need to visit, and my man Melo is now a Thunder, and the Bulls have bought out Dwayne Wade. There's a lot of stuff out there for you. So if you want to jump in with any of those thoughts, feel free to do so. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford. Built for Tough.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. There were a number of NBA players who came pretty strong on Twitter after the president uninvited the Golden State Warriors to the White House, but nobody brought the heat like LeBron James. At King James tweeted, and I quote, "You bum. Stephen Curry already said he ain't going, so therefore ain't no invite. Going to White House was a great honor until you showed up." End of tweet. Let that soak in for a moment. The four-time MVP, one of the greatest players in NBA history, called the president a, quote, bum. Arguably the most dominant player since 45, just glossed President 45, a bum. There have been plenty of great tweets in the history of www.twitter.com, but it's nearly impossible not to start with a tweet that starts with, you bum. I'm Jim Rome.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
All right. If you're like me, you don't like paying overages for data on your phone. It's not a good deal. You know, they charge you like $10 every, 15 gigs or something like that. I don't know the math. I just know I end up paying a whole lot more than I want to. And right now, Xfinity Wi-Fi is allowing you to jump on a network of hotspots to keep you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots offered at no additional charge, by the way, to all Xfinity mobile customers as well as Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, more than 15 million hotspots nationwide. So you can't beat it. Anytime you go anywhere, you can log in and it logs in for you because your phone is a smartphone and it does all the smart things that you need it to do. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends October 22nd. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Is it really on John Fox when you decide that Elshon Jeffrey is superfluous to demand and you let him go because he doesn't really want to be here? That's fine. You never replaced him. You let a guy go and you never replaced him.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Saturday night, join The Score's Julie DeCaro and Maggie Hendricks for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 7 to 10 at Rooftop Tap, 12231 Harlem in Palos Heights. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 8 to 9:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So it'll be a 27-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Green Bay. 6:26 to go in overtime. As Rock documented, the Packers down 21-7 at halftime. Brett Goode the snap. Justin Vogel down on one knee. Extends his arm. Here's the snap. The placement. The kick is to the upright. It is
yes, yes,
it
yes.
Is
yes.
Good.
The end of the game.
Mason Crosby delivers the dagger, and the Packers win in overtime, 27-24.
Yeah, the Bengals bangled that one too, though.
That sounds so football-y to me. Like that, yeah, the Larrabee and
the voice.
That.
Yeah, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. The crowd in the background.
Oh, it's just that's all of it right there.
I rock with Joniak. I think Jeff is good people and he does a great job.
That's my childhood.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to get
to. Joe McConnell and Wayne.
Well, for me, it was Wayne and Hamp. You know, Wayne Hamp and Hub, actually.
Hub, right.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we'd listen to them on the way home because my pops would be like, hey, it's the beginning of the fourth quarter. We're going to be just traffic, get our ass home. So we listened to the game.
It was getting out of Sunday school at 12 or 12:15. Like, drive faster.
Yeah.
Get home already.
It was something about missing kickoffs as a kid that just drove me crazy. It's like, hey, we know it's like Christmas. It's the same time every year. You know, kickoffs are the same time every week.
Yep.
Why are we still in this, you know, why are we still in this farm war on Dempster at 11:45? Okay? Do we need ointments that bad? Huh? Is cortisone that hot a commodity? Do we need this?
Are we out of sea breeze?
Sea breeze. Oh, I remember the days. Oh, the Nestle Crunch Bar face golf, walking over there and getting
sea breeze is the truth, though. When you actually use that stuff,
skin.
But when you look at the what's coming out of your pores,
and then
by the
all
time
of a
you
sudden
get done with it,
you're one of the thugs from RoboCop with the acid falling on them. Like that thing. That's what it feels like. You know what I'm on the dude.
Paul McGrane.
Yes.
We killed you. That's longtime character actor Paul McGrane.
That's how your face feels after some sea breeze is thrown on it.
He played Romano in ER.
Witch Hazel. We used to rock with Witch Hazel.
Witch Hazel is great. That's like for
everything.
Razor burn.
Oh, everything.
Bug bites, razor burn.
I got all kinds of home remedies for you. Vicks. Put a little Vicks and some Theraflu. Yeah, a little Vicks and some Theraflu. Next thing you know, all that stuff comes off.
Adam in Chicago Heights here on The Score.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah.
If nothing else with these protests, I think if nothing else, the stick to sports crowd can finally go away.
They're not going to.
No, they're not.
You know that.
They're around.
If nothing else, the whole 2009 DOD contract needs to be injected into every time someone says stick to sports.
Yeah.
because the government made sure with that military contract that it wasn't just sticking to sports 8 years ago.
Yeah, DOD paid $53 million of taxpayers' money to pro sports for military tributes, by the way, for anybody who doesn't know what Adam is referring
to. Adam, how about this? And I don't play Madden, but apparently there is an aspect in the My Career version of the new Madden game where as part of your career development, you must go and go to an Army base and play games with Dan Marino on an Army base. So for those who protest, you know, keep politics out of football, you know, you got to be just as mad about that.
Nah.
I'm sure that's just a coincidence, in the same way the salute service and the fake soldier reunions were just all out of the goodness of team's hearts.
Of course.
I'm sure that's all a coincidence.
Of course.
And this whole ridiculous statement of you have to keep, well, this isn't a race issue. You have to keep race out of it. I'm sorry, this is coming from a president who said America is not great again, inherently by his slogan. You have Colin Kaepernick et al., who said yes. We agree. Here's why we don't think America is great again.
Right.
Whoa, hold on. No, you can't have that. That's not the reasons we talked about.
Or not the place to mention it. Right.
Like we all have.
Thanks. We appreciate the call.
Nobody's family is perfect, but it's akin to saying, hey, my family isn't perfect. I love my family, but I like my family to be better in these ways.
The difference between patriotism and nationalism, where people use one when they really mean the other. And all patriotism is loving your country despite knowing it's flawed.
Yeah. But,
and nationalism
only certain
is,
people could say that.
But nationalism is believing that your country can do no wrong. Uber alles, you know, that's there's a difference, and there's patriotism's complicated, and there's a lot of different ways to love one's country, and the way that some of these guys are showing their love for their country is understanding that they have the freedom to speak out and try to improve lives where there's inequality.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th against number 4 Penn State. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Victory Monday at Hallis Hall, John Fox insinuated that Mike Lennon will be starting against Green Bay. He said Quinton Demps did break his arm, but Fox would not confirm if Hronis Grisou's casted snapping hand was broken. Grisou and Josh Sitton were listed as limited if the Bears are practiced today. Bears take on the Packers Thursday night at Lambeau. Also, the Bears and CBS Radio announced a multi-year extension to keep the Bears radio broadcast on our sister station WBBM. Cubs' magic number sits at 2 as they start a series tonight in St. Louis. Their lineup is Jay Bryant Rizzo, Contreras, Zobrist, Russell, Hayward, Baez, and John Lester takes the ball tonight against Luke Weaver. Mark Grody's pregame on the score starts at 6:40. The Cubs cannot clinch tonight because the Brewers are idle. On the south side, the White Sox start a four-game set against the Angels. James Shields takes on Ricky Nolasco at 7:10. Bulls media day is underway. Zach LaVine said the doctors told him his recovery from a February ACL tear would be 9 months. John Paxson said the team does not have a target date for his return. And Fred Hoiberg said, other than Robin Lopez, there will be competition for the other 4 starting spots. Enjoy.
I'm sorry, Kevin. My bad, brother. I just needed to laugh. And
when I saw that, that's the sign of a
open
good tank.
You want some badness? Play the My Career in 2K and pick your team as the Bulls. Oh my God, you can eat. Like all you got to do is guard Denzel Valentine and Nico Mirotic and Jerian Grant, and you get your badges and you get your
badges. You get your
overall rating up. Oh my God, it is so much fun being a Bull on that video game because you get to beat all the regular Bulls.
Can't wait to not have that top of the second round pick either because they needed Cameron.
Oh, don't do that. Come on. They're bigger fish to fry here. You got to start scouting DeAndre Ayton and who's the kid that Quanzo Martin?
Michael Porter. Marvin Bagley, Luka Doncic.
Start scouting those guys. Don't worry about your second round picks anymore. Jordan Bell is gone, Campy. Don't worry about those things.
And you're not even going to say the best name, Mo Bamba?
Yeah, I'm not going to say Mo Bamba ever, probably. It just feels wrong.
That's probably best anyway.
Yeah, but first a little Bamba.
The Blackhawks continue their preseason slate tonight against the Bruins at 6 tonight in Boston. The closing bells
brought to you. Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Yeah, Hawks hockey. Let's go, Tanny. We should have watch parties. Me and Tanny should have watch parties, you know, courtesy of Schlitz Malt Liquor or something. And we watch, like, a period of the Hawks game and then turn our backs to the next 2 periods. You down with that, Tanny?
He's not paying attention.
He is.
This is not the time to do hockey.
All right. When is let Kent.
Oh, sorry, that's a great question, actually.
Sorry.
So the closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow's down 53.5 today. NASDAQ down 56. And the S&P is down 5.5. Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 640 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Avoiding traffic feels awesome, astounding, amazing. And when you ride Metra, you can avoid traffic every single day. Learn about Metra's relaxing rides, convenient schedules, and 96% on-time performance now at MetraRail.com.
I know for a fact that I'm no son of a and I plan on continuing forward and doing whatever I can for my position to promote the equality that's needed in this country.
It's a young man, rookie out of Notre Dame, Deshaun Kizer. He's not a son of a bitch. A lot of these guys had to stand up yesterday and say that, hey, I'm no son of a bitch.
Or, I know for a fact that I'm no son of a bitch.
Or if you're Terrell Suggs, you stand up and you say, we're all son of a bitches.
Yeah, man.
Take it a little different direction.
Do we have the Dolphins safety who he was approached at his locker room? Is it Michael Thomas? Michael Thomas, who was a captain and has been for the last 3 years.
Nice work with the music.
On the Dolphins team. And he was just being asked about this, and he started to talk about his daughter, and it got kind of real for him.
I'm going to tell you my first thoughts, but it just amazes me with everything else that's going on in this world, especially involving the U.S. That's what you're concerned about, my man. You're the leader of the free world. That's what you're talking about. So it, as a man, as a father, as an African-American man, as somebody in the NFL, as one of those sons of bitches, you know, like, yeah, I took it personally, but at the same time, like I said in my Twitter post, it's bigger than me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bigger than me. I got a daughter. She's going to have to live in this world. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure, you know, she can look at my dad, look at her dad and be like, hey, we did something. We tried to make a change. You feel me?
That's Michael Thomas. So for all the things that you think of these athletes and all their millions and all those things, I mean, they're human too. And when you get called out, when you actually say, hey, this is what's troubling people who look like me, and then you're scorned for it because of a symbol that is not even being represented in the protests. It's not even about the flag or the anthem. I can't get that through to people enough. Like, you're picking this if you want to be mad about it.
This is LeBron James today. We know this is the greatest country in the world. It's the land of the free. But we still have problems just like everybody else. And when we have those problems, we have to figure out a way how we come together and be as great as we can be as a people. Because the people run this country, not one individual, and damn sure not him. That's LeBron James.
The GOAT. Meanwhile, your man, you know, made the other dude a billionaire. And I've been part of it, making the other dude a billionaire. And he couldn't wait to step away and step aside from situations like this. Anytime anybody wants to do the whole, as in totality, not just basketball. Anytime anybody wants to have the LeBron James, Michael Jordan conversation, I'm ready for that too.
And Michael even weighed in on this. How about that?
Yeah,
this rose to the level of Michael Jordan actually saying something.
Yeah, it has a Ray Lewis feel to it.
Chris in Buffalo Grove, you're on The Score.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, Chris.
You know, first of all, I'm deeply saddened about what's going on with, I don't even want to call him our president anymore. That was just ridiculous and unbelievably bad.
It was believably bad, though. Yeah. That's the thing. This guy has not hidden the fact that he's been a white supremacist all his life, from the Central Park Five to all the times he's been sued over leasing practices to the entire birther movement. This cannot be a surprise.
I 100% agree. And, you know, and it saddens me to even say this, and I'm disgusted to even say this, but I voted for that SOB, and I want to apologize to everyone.
Nah, you don't have to apologize, man. You did your civic duty of voting.
You voted.
And you voted for the person that you thought would best fit your affect your life and
all of us
and
have
fit
been,
your ideals.
All of us have been disappointed in officials we've helped elect. All of
but
us.
What I'm, yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, as much as I don't agree with the NFL players, you know, kneeling for the protest and all that stuff, I would rather see a peaceful protest of them kneeling, because, you know, I appreciate the flag, because I've had family and friends in the military, so I appreciate them, you know, being in the military, and that's why I stand up for that. I can agree with them kneeling, but I would rather see that than rather than seeing these hateful protests that are burning down businesses and buildings.
Sure, you know, but one thing we have to do, though, we have to uncouple flag from military. The flag is the flag represents Americans and America. It does not. It's not a military symbol.
That's, I agree.
That's been co-opted. The symbolism has been taken over by one side claiming, oh, you're disrespecting the military, when the people actually protesting have specifically said, no, we're not.
I agree. The reason why I stand up for the flag, I stand up because I live in this country. I love this country. I respect this country, but I also respect the people, the military,
but
kept us safe.
Yeah, but okay, but it's not, again, that's, it's,
Chris,
you can't couple it with the military.
But Chris, can I say the same thing, or can one of these football players say the same thing, that I kneel because I live in this country, I kneel because I love this country, I kneel because I want this country to get better?
Not only that, I kneel because to exercise the freedom that people have been fighting for.
I 100% agree. I think I think our country has given the people the right to do that stuff, and I'm 100% for it. You know, like I said before, I would rather them seeing kneeling peaceful than when I'm listening to on the news and watching on the news, you know, people burning down buildings and protesting and people burning down businesses and all that stuff. I would rather have people do this and get a point across, because our leader of the free world can't get any point across. That's all I'm trying to say is that, yes, as much as I don't like it, on a personal note, I can respect them for at least doing it peacefully and trying to get a point across.
Fair enough. I think that's well said. Thank you. I get it.
I don't, though. Like I said in transition, after a while, you know, we're not even talking to the people who are on one side of the spectrum or the other. Like the people who are like, you know, the people who are so, like, first of all, there's a lot of opportunists. Let's keep it funky. There's a lot of opportunists involved in on both sides of this. There are people who are out there who see this and who are glomming on now. And there are people who are out there and who see this and say, you know what, I'm going to go to the other side of this because I know this will get me clicks. This will maintain my employment here at Fox Sports One, or this will maintain my employment at this four-letter network. And I need to be this guy so that when we have to embrace debate, they know that when I'm sitting in this chair, I take on all these values and these thoughts. I don't think humans operate like that. I don't think humans can be so designed to believe everything about one side and everything about the other side. I wasn't raised like that. I'm just talking about the silence being betrayal in the long run. I thought it before we even got to this point where you had guys putting their hands on guys' shoulders. What is that? If I'm asked to stand, and in this case, kneel with my man, and I love him, and to hell with everybody else, because this is the person that I have to be around all the time. This is the person who tells me their deepest, darkest secrets and fears, and tells me the things that happened to them on the way to the training facility, what happened to them at the nightclub, or what happened to them at the restaurant. This is my man, 50 grand. I'm down there with him. And if I'm not, then I'm co-signing the other people. It's very simple.
It was
very simple.
Make a choice Sunday is what it was.
Very
a lot of NFL teams tried to find a way to not make a choice.
And I know some of my friends may feel a way about that. That's cool. You know who I am. It's very simple. Like, we are at a point now where, you know, we have to stop making people who think ridiculous things feel okay for them to come off of those ridiculous things. It's like, hey, listen, he won't stop being this way if you don't coddle him out of that. Nah, screw that. Screw that, man. How long does this have to? And James Baldwin said it best: "Give me liberty or give me death." Can be said by anybody else in this country, but the moment it gets said by somebody who is of a minority status or a person of color, then there's issues. Then it's like, oh, wait a minute now. You said the D word. There might be some fisticuffs involved in this. No,
well, that's like the other quote, that for the privileged, equality can seem a lot like oppression.
Yes.
I'm loath to do this after watching the 60 Minutes report last night, but this is a call from Grand Rapids, and it's Vince on the score.
I saw that too.
I'm not sure what 60 Minutes has to do with Grand Rapids, but okay.
Okay, did you see Oprah Winfrey's report last night with the focus group that was in West Michigan?
I did not.
Okay, I you should.
Oprah Winfrey has found a way to lose weight a lot. I never.
Michael in Woodstock, you're on the score. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm a first-time caller, and I'm a retired mailman. I was coming home from doing some grocery shopping, and I was listening to this guy, Mike, rant and rave on, and, you know, it just got me disgusted. I had to give you guys a call, and, well, would you mind if I just give you, like, about 60 seconds of my opinion?
Go ahead.
I believe it was a peaceful protest. It wasn't disruptive. It wasn't destructive. It wasn't even disrespectful. I think what he was trying to do was just by using the anthem is to reach the most amount of people he could to get his message out.
Well, you know, he sat for three games before anybody noticed.
I'm sorry, one more time?
You're talking about Colin Kaepernick, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, he sat for three preseason games on the bench, and I believe it was the third one against the Chargers where people noticed that he was doing it. So he hadn't even talked to anybody for weeks about it. He was just doing it on his own.
Right, and I really see nothing wrong with it.
Okay,
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I think that's exactly the statement that many have made, and now corporations that sponsor the NFL are making the same statement. Did you read the words of Steve Kerr?
Yes.
Talk about a
Greg Popovich,
statesman.
I guess, went off today at Media Day as well. I'm so glad the NBA is
How
back.
About Stan Van Gundy?
The NBA is back this week.
How about Stan Van Gundy? He typed up his own statement. He didn't go through the PR department. He didn't have it lawyered. He walked out with a folded piece of paper that he printed up himself.
This is what I got for y'all.
And handed it. Yeah. Handed it right out.
Yeah.
And it's some powerful stuff from Stan Van Gundy, who has felt very, very strongly about this for a while. This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Rich Campbell's going to join us at 5. We're talking about a lot of things. You want to talk Bears? You want to talk about a really exciting, fun slate of NFL games this weekend and probably another terrific game coming up tonight? You want to toggle that with a little Cubs baseball? Mm-hmm. You might be doing that. So
yeah, that Cubs-Brewers thing was crazy this weekend. I turned on to see the Travis Shaw walk-off. And because, you know, I was doing other things and I saw that. I'm like, uh-oh, that's no fun. And then, of course, Michigan-Purdue, the first game of Fox's Big Ten deal, has to be put on the Fox Business Channel. Michigan fans were going crazy, like the tornado people when their favorite show isn't put on the
stupid
air.
Stupid tornado. They were doing us a favor, though. That Purdue-Michigan game was hard to watch.
Well, Wolverines might have found themselves a quarterback.
Finally, but that first half was... Good.
he's streaking through green and gold eyes right now. That's all. That
okay.
Is. Yeah, that's the Shep.
You guys, get it. You know, take that's it outside. Settle it in
he's
the
got
hall.
His Notre Dame shirt on today.
Bernstein and Goff show. A lot more to come on the score.
Thursday, join 670 the score at the Foundry in Aurora for a live Bud Light broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff show. The guys will be there from 1 to 5:30 p.m. So come by for some great food, Bud Light game day specials, and score prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, famous among friends.
If you time. Comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. I love you, Amy. I love you so much. Here's a story about Amy's work. Dorothy and Terry chose Amy Kite when it was time to sell this Chicagoland home. And listen to what Amy's team did for them. 30 showings in 1 month of being listed. That is almost a showing a day. That's how you build demand. The home sold for $4,000 over the asking price. You know, Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline. If the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you'll actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash. Or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I love. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. 847-877-9881 is the phone number or online at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
and see when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Third and goal from the one. Matthew takes the snap, looks left, throws, end zone, caught, touchdown to Kurt Lyons. Golden Tate, they've done it again! They've done it again! 8 seconds left and they're on top! These guys are unbelievable! Golden Tate's got the football in his hands, and that's a touchdown football right there.
Not really.
They're looking at this one.
After the end of play, the ruling on the field has changed. The run was touched down at the half a yard line. He was short of the goal line. By rule, we would go back to a running clock, and we have a 10-second runoff. So by rule, the game is over.
Well, Hawk Harrelson at the end.
Well, there's that.
There it is.
Let's revisit that.
Has to be evergreen. That's awesome. Well,
there's that.
There's that.
That is not a touchdown football.
That, my friend, is also a lie. What is you doing?
That is a non-touchdown football. I'm so sorry.
Dude, that's...
I rule a 10-second runoff.
I'm out of this bitch.
Game is over, and y'all got to go home. Get on out here now. Get.
Dude, the NFL is stupid. That happens. And then for any of y'all that woke up early enough to see that Jaguars-Ravens thing, the Ravens came in with the best defense in football for 2 weeks.
Blake Bortles is kicking you in the rocks.
They scored 44 points on you in London.
With a tight end off a couch, right?
With your kneeling mom jean wearing middle linebacker who don't know if he's Uncle Ruckus or if he's concussed. That's what your bum asses get. Joe Flacco used to be my man. Now he can't play dead. Everything is happening. Dude, the Bills beat the Broncos. Like, all the things that happened yesterday in 45 on Friday night. And also, I know we probably won't get to it long form, but Iowa Penn State. You know, hey. I am a fan of defensive games, and people are like, oh, it's a taffy pull. Nobody's scoring.
He is the truth.
Are you talking about Saquon?
Truth.
Oh, no. Saquon Barkley is one of, like, the two or three best players coming out in the draft to me. I think
the truth.
I think the big kid that got hurt, actually, at Texas, Connor Williams, that tackle is damn good. But I think Derwin James, who got shook out of his
damn shoes, by the way. Derwin James got
Barkley, the veer that he's got, that ability to just the jump cuts and the I mean, he is something.
You know what he reminds me of? If Clinton Portis weighed 20 more pounds.
Okay.
Like Clinton Portis was a one cut back and a jump cut back like that. If he was a smaller, less angular Le'Veon Bell, but faster.
There's some young Adrian Peterson in this.
Dude, that Penn State Iowa thing. I'm telling you now, I need to, and I know people are going to probably talk me down from this. My man Adam Kramer is not going to be one, and neither is my guy Matt Bowen. But we need to get to an Iowa Hawkeyes night game. That thing looked like it was popping from the moment they kicked the ball off. I mean, I've never been to Iowa, so I know there's.
You ever been to the state of Iowa anywhere?
No. Why would I have to go to Iowa?
No, a conference.
There's some Belizean conference in Iowa.
In Cedar Rapids?
What are you talking about?
Why would I
have to go to Iowa?
For work? I had to go for work.
You had to go for work, right?
Yeah.
What did you have to go for?
The Clinton Lumber Kings played there.
Okay. I've never worked in the GBL or the CBA.
All right. Okay. Those are the Quad City Thunder.
I just told you I've never worked for the CBA.
I had my great aunt and uncle, Beverly and Lou. They lived in Rock Island.
Okay.
So
okay.
We'd be out there for that. Sometimes end up in Iowa there.
Okay. I'm just going to let you know now that none of my family is from Iowa.
Well, you were welcome. You could have come
out with Aunt Bev and Uncle Lou. Shout out to Aunt Bev and Uncle Lou.
No, they're long
dead.
They're
gone? They're donezo? All right. Well, yeah. shout out to the memory of Uncle Lou and Aunt Bev.
Yeah, big Hawkeye fans, too.
Of course. But I'm saying it right now. I want to go to one of those games. It looked like a blast. And then they had the Children's Hospital right there. They're waving to the kids. That was kind of fresh.
And they always play someone in the top five and either beat them or take them to the last
point. Night games. Like, night games at Kinnick Stadium are popping. So
yeah, wasn't that them against Michigan State a couple years ago?
No, last year was Michigan. When Michigan was like sixth over, was ranked six or something
that. Top, yeah, that's what ruined Michigan's
tournament
chance. There was a Michigan State game, too.
Sure, there was. We need to. I'm telling you, they
beat Penn State. They knocked Penn State out of the title game eight or nine years ago now.
Yes, they did. Yeah, I'm down. I enjoyed the hell out of that game, even though a lot of points weren't scored. That game was defensive, like cracking, like that. That was old school, like SEC before Johnny Manziel and Mizzou ruined it with all their high flying, falutin passing offenses. That felt like an old school football game with just enough offensive, impact players to make it sexy. I enjoyed the hell out of that game.
Segment brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorks Relief. Relief.com. The phone lines have been blinking. Lots of very, very blinky. So we're going to get to it. There are some impassioned folks with stuff to say, and you can do so on these airwaves on the Bernstein and Goff Show and a Bears Monday on the Score.
Well, there's that.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
The FBI report contained the following information: that the average property loss from just one home break-in is $2,316. Think about that. It's one burglary over $2,000, and you tally them all up, you're talking about a total loss in the billions. So with so much to lose, you know it's as important as ever to protect your home. And you can try it with SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe protects every door and window in your home, and you get motion sensors and entry sensors. SimpliSafe's system is completely wireless. You can set it up yourself without drilling holes in your wall and dragging wires around everywhere. And if you have, then you will have professional alarm monitoring around the clock, ready to send police. And you say, well, how much is that? It's $15 a month. That's it. With SimpliSafe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. So you go to simplisafe.com/score, and you'll get a special 10% discount when you order today. Or if you want the security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplisafe.com/score for 10% off. SimpliSafe.com/score.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago